This is the Dutch International Service, Radio Netherlands. And now, here's Piet Meyers with the second program in a four-part series on motion pictures and music. Great moments from the Hollywood musicals of the 50s and 60s.
The 50s was the golden era of the film musical. With MGM setting the pace, all of the other major studios began producing musical films. But few could emulate the verve, exuberance, and technical skill of the musical team at Metro. In 1950, the studio shared its finest asset, Judy Garland, the dominant singing voice of the 40s. Into the breach stepped Warner Brothers, and it was their freckle-faced star who was to become the most popular female voice of the 50s.
Over the Deadwood stage is rolling on over the flames, with the curtains flapping and the driver is slapping the reins. A beautiful sky, wonderful day. Whip, crack away, whip, crack away, whip, crack away. Oh, the Deadwood stage is heading on over the hills, where the engine arrows are thicker than porcupine quills. Dangerous land, no time to delay. So whip, crack away, whip, crack away, whip, crack away. We're heading straight for town, loaded down with the fancy cargo, care of Wells and Fargo, Illinois. Boy, oh, the Deadwood stage is coming on over the crest, like a homing pigeon that's hankering after its nest. 23 miles we've covered today. So whip, crack away, whip, crack away, whip, crack away. The wheels go turning round, homeward bound. Can't you hear them humming? Happy times are coming for to stay. Hey, we'll be home tonight by the light of the silvery moon. And my heart's a thumping like a mandolin plucking a tune. When I get home, I'm fixing to stay. So whip, crack away, whip, crack away, whip, crack away. Whip, crack away, whip, crack away, whip, crack away.
In buckskin and leather, Doris Day on that Deadwood stage and giving one of her liveliest performances in the 53 Western musical, Calamity Jane. It's the film in which she also sang one of her biggest commercial hits, Secret Love. Now, her co-star on that movie in a loan out to Warner was MGM's leading male singer, Howard Keel. Between 50 and 55, he starred in 13 musicals, a phenomenal output. Now, there are many memorable musical moments associated with this singer, but in Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, one of the most robust musicals ever made, he was at his peak.
Bless your beautiful hide, wherever you may be. We ain't met yet, but I'm willing to bet you're the gal for me. Bless your beautiful hide, you're just as good as lost. I don't know your name, but I'm mistaken. My claim left your eyes is crossed. Oh, I'd swap my gun and I'd swap my mule, though whoever took it would be one big fool. Or pay your way through cooking school if in you would say I do. Bless your beautiful hide, prepare to bend your knee, and take that vow, cause I'm a-telling you now, you're the gal for me. Pretty and trim, but kinda slim, heavenly eyes, but oh, that size, she's gotta be right to be the bride for me. Bless your beautiful hide, wherever you may. Pretty and trim, but not too slim. Heavenly eyes and just the right size. Simple and sweet, and sassy as can be. Bless her beautiful hide. Yes, she's the girl for me.
Bless Your Beautiful Hide by Howard Keel. You know, there's a whole generation who only know Keel as Clayton Farlow in the TV series Dallas, and totally unaware that he was one of the top Hollywood voices of the 50s. 53 was a vintage year for musicals, and one of the few made in 3D was Kiss Me, Kate, again with Mr. Keel in the lead. Now, there was one dance number in this exuberant film that movie buffs should watch out for. The girl is Ann Miller, together with three male dancers, and in this song, one of those dancers gets to sing one line. The line he sings is, "Got the skin I love to touch." So listen carefully, or you'll miss it.
From this moment on, you for me, dear,
only two for tea, dear.
From this moment on, from this happy day, no more blue songs,
only hoop-de-doo songs.
From this moment on,
for you've got the love I need so much, got the skin I love to touch, got the arms to hold me tight, got the sweet lips to kiss me goodnight.
From this moment on, you and I, babe, will be riding high, babe. Every care is gone from this moment on.
And the dancer with the one line, a young Bob Fosse, who was destined to direct and choreograph the last great film musical 20 years later, Cabaret. 53 was also the year when this glitzy, glorious routine made its debut, one of the top five in musical film history. The Girl at Fox, Marilyn Monroe, and Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. 20th Century Fox made a number of musicals that occasionally rivaled MGM's output. At Universal Studios, they didn't even try, but hit the jackpot in 54 with the Glenn Miller story starring James Stewart as the legendary band leader. Stewart had to learn the mechanics of playing a trombone, but never actually blew a single note. A jazz trombonist, Joe Euchel, dubbed the instrument. And the Universal Studio Orchestra, under the guidance of Henry Mancini, faithfully recreated the Miller sound. Following the success of the Glenn Miller story, there was a rash of musicals about musicians, Benny Goodman, Gene Krupa, Eddie Duchin, but they were pale shadows of the trendsetter. In 56, MGM was back in top form, with a film that didn't have a single dance routine, but glorious songs by Cole Porter. It had a number of memorable moments, but the most significant was the one that brought together, for the first time on film, two of the giant crooners of the century, Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra. The song they sang first appeared in a 1939 musical called Du Barry Was a Lady. Mr. Porter dusted off the old lyrics, updated a verse or two, and the rest was magic.
Have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars. Well, did you ever? What a swell party, a swell party, a swell again, elegant party this is. I drink to your health.
Let's true, you're welcome.
You're my bon ami.
That's right.
A liberty fraternity.
Have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars. Well, did you ever? What a swell party. Swell party. Swelligant, elegant party. This is.
Well, that's a once-in-a-lifetime combination and captured forever in high society, Sinatra and Crosby. With the arrival of CinemaScope and stereophonic sound, the musical opened up, and Fox adapted the famous musicals of Rodgers and Hammerstein, Oklahoma, Carousel, and the popular South Pacific. But the most lavish, exotic, and absolute feast for the senses was the 57 production of The King and I, starring one of my favorite actresses, Deborah Kerr, as the governess who goes to the Siamese court, where she has a series of non-romantic encounters with its king. The only role Yul Brynner could play well. Towards the end of the movie, there is a scene that can only be described as electric, when the governess teaches the king to dance the polka. Well, I've seen it a dozen times, and each time it pops up the goose pimples, and I suspect a few eruptions will occur as I spin this.
When the last little star is in the sky,
shall we still be together with our arms around each other? And shall you be my new
command?
On the clear understanding that this kind of thing can happen,
shall we dance? Shall we dance? Shall we dance?
From the soundtrack album of The King and I, which sold well over a million copies at the time, as did the soundtrack from High Society. And around this period, there occurred an explosion that signaled the end of the traditional Hollywood musical. Its name, rock and roll. Little Richard, as he appeared in The Girl Can't Help It, just one of the many rock and pop films that were geared to the teenage market. Teenagers who wanted stars they could identify with, and all of those stars were pop singers. MGM tried desperately to keep up with the times, and in Silk Stockings, a musical remake of the Garbo classic Ninotchka, put poor old Fred Astaire into an embarrassing situation. A man of 58, trying hard to appeal to an audience that only wanted the gyrations of Elvis Presley.
The rock and roll is dead and gone, for since the smarts that took it on, because they found it much too tame, they jazzed it up and changed its name. And all they do around the clock is the Ritz, roll and rock. You see big bucks tugged out in tails, wing dinging with expensive quails, while dowagers and diplomats behave like bally alley cats. And all they do around the clock is the Ritz, roll and rock. rock.
And after that, the great Fred made the wisest decision of his life. He quit and went into semi-retirement until his death in 87. By this time, the old studios were breaking up. But before the 50s ended, the great team at Metro, who started the decade with An American in Paris, were reunited in one glorious film that won an amazing 10 Academy Awards. Directed by Vincente Minnelli and produced by Arthur Freed, Gigi is a tale set in 19th century Paris. Now, when Minnelli and Freed made An American in Paris in 1950, they were forced to make the whole film in California. This time, they went for the real thing, and Gigi was shot in the French capital. No concessions were made for the teen market. This was a movie with wit and a wonderfully integrated score by Lerner and Lowe, who gave us My Fair Lady. And at 71, Maurice Chevalier played his age to perfection.
Thank heaven, poor little girl. Poor little girls get bigger every day. Thank heaven, poor little girls. They grow up in the most delightful way. Those little eyes so helpless and appealing, one day will flash and send you crashing through the ceiling. Thank heaven, poor little girls. Thank heaven for them all, no matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would little boys do? Thank heaven, thank heaven, thank heaven for little girls.
The song that lyricist Alan J. Lerner later regrets he ever collaborated on, as he thought it would be interpreted as the pederast anthem, Thank Heaven for Little Girls. Now, the 60s was the dramatic decade of change and youth, and it all fused together in the 61 musical masterpiece, West Side Story. Sondheim's lyrics, Bernstein's music, and Jerome Robbins' choreography. Dance routines that were superbly conceived in cinematic terms. Starring Natalie Wood and everyone else who turned up later in Twin Peaks, this reworking of the Romeo and Juliet story is on everyone's favorite musical list. And with moments like this, how could it not be?
Tonight, tonight, it all began tonight. I saw you and the world went away. Tonight, tonight, there's only you tonight. What you are, what you do, what you say. Just a word is a star tonight. Tonight, tonight, the world is full of light. Wild and bright, going mad, choosing sparks into pain. Today, the world was just an address, a place for me to live in, no better than all right. But here you are, and what was just a world is a
good night, good night.
The Love Duet from the balcony scene in West Side Story. The soundtrack, needless to add, is one of the all-time bestsellers. And then came the British. In 1964, with Beatlemania at its height, anything British was sure fire box office. And Warner Brothers came out with its film version of My Fair Lady, with Rex Harrison and Audrey Hepburn.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain. The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain. The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain. On the plain, on the plain. How kind of you to let me come.
Now I'm
here. On the plane, on the plane.
Well, the rain in Spain may fall on the plain, but when that film was made entirely in Hollywood, its producer Jack Warner was deluged with criticism for casting Hepburn as Eliza Doolittle. The role had been created on Broadway by Julie Andrews. He didn't think she had any star appeal, so he gave it to Hepburn. Neither did Warner want Harrison. He only got to play Professor Higgins after Warner's first choice, Cary Grant, turned down the role. But Andrews needn't have worried. Walt Disney came to the rescue and cast in one of his most enchanting films, Mary Poppins, a fantasy that combines live-action and cartoon characters, and now acknowledged as a classic musical for kids, the best since The Wizard of Oz.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Because I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad. My father gave me down a tweet and told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word that stayed me ache and nose.
The biggest word you ever heard, and this is
even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
And before she could say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, Miss Andrews picked up an Oscar for Mary Poppins and went on to star in a musical that, in terms of box office, was the most successful ever made. A wholesome family entertainment, with music by Rodgers and Hammerstein, cute kids, singing nuns, gorgeous Austrian scenery. Well, the sound of music was actually slammed by the critics when it was released in 65. But the world loved it, and Julie.
Doe, a deer, a female deer. Ray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself. Far, a long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread. La, a note to follow so. Tea, a drink with jam and bread.
of golden sun.
Me,
a name I call myself.
Ah.
A long, long way to run.
So,
a needle pulling thread. La, a note to follow. So, T,
a loop again and red.
So that will bring us back to Do.
A deer, a female deer.
Do Re Mi from the soundtrack album of The Sound of Music that has sold over 15 million copies. The film was directed by Robert Wise, who also directed West Side Story, but that was only after William Wyler bowed out of the project. Wyler didn't think he was a musical director, but ironically, in 68, he directed what I regard as the last great musical ever made, Barbara Streisand's debut film, Funny Girl. Her performance is a triumph from beginning to end, and it went on to make her a superstar. But by then, it was obvious she was arriving too late. The curtain was closing on a genre of film that was being replaced by TV and today, well, the video clip. But at least it closed with a thunderclap, and a moment that will always be remembered in musical film history.
Just sit and flutter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a clown to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly. I've simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? I'll march my band out. I'll be at least I didn't fake it, hot, so I guess I didn't make it blood. Whether I'm the rose of sheer perfection, a freckle on the nose of life's complexion, the cinder or the shiny apple of its eye. I gotta fly once, I gotta try once, only can die once, right, sir. Ooh, life is juicy, juicy, and you see I'm gonna have my bite. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march my heart for drummer. Don't bring around a cloud of rain on my parade. I'm gonna live and live now. Get what I want, I know how. One roll for the whole shebang. One throw that bell will go clang. I on the target and wham. One shot, one gunshot. Hey, Mr. Armstrong, here I am. I'll march my band down. I'll be my drum. And if I'm banned out, turn it back, sir. At least I didn't fake it happen. Guess I didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march my heart to drum. I know what he don't know, but it's a rain and
the funny girl herself, Barbara Streisand, and Don't Rain on My Parade. But come rain or shine, Pete Myers will be here next week at the same time with the third program in his series on motion pictures and music. And if you enjoyed the music from My Fair Lady, The King and I, and West Side Story today, then in the next edition, Pete discusses the art of dubbing and reveals the true voices behind the stars. Technical production, Ruud van Steenis. Insights is a Radio Netherlands presentation.